This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's Northeast Radio Club news. Now, there are many and varied events happening at the Northeast Radio Club this month. There will be a fifth Friday lunch on Friday the 30th of May, and Sir Lunchalock is now surveying many and varied venues to choose a suitable place for us to gather, and he should have chosen one by the next broadcast. Now, next Friday, the 23rd of May, will be another of the Northeast Radio Club's informative technical nights. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And next Sunday, the 25th of May, there will be another of the Northeast Radio Club amateur technical segments on the VK5 RHO repeater. It is 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 access tone, and listen at 3:30 p.m. And the subject of this lecture will be the development of radar. And following the lecture, there will be a callback and questions and comments can be made. So tune in to VK5 RHO, 146.850 MHz, next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. for the Northeast Radio Club amateur technical segment. Now, when today's broadcast is finished, and you've given a report on the callback, come on up to the Modbury West Community Hall for the Northeast Radio Club buy and sell. Yes, it's on today, and the doors open at 11:30 a.m. And there's a sausage sizzle and drinks will be for sale. So come along and get a bargain or two. Well, that's all for now. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. In last week's bulletin, I mentioned that we have been requested to assist the Southeastern Automobile Club with the running of a car trial on the evening of Saturday the 31st of May. For those of you who know nothing about car trials, we will be providing radio communications between the 6 or 7 control points around the course and the rally central control in order to allow officials to record the competitors' time for each section up to date and to allow them to have a result almost immediately after the last car finishes. Also, our information allows the race director to know almost straight away if a competitor has gone missing due to being lost, bogged, crashed, or just broken down, which means a search team can get to them much more quickly. This results in a much more efficiently run event and is also a major boost to everyone's safety. In order for us to be properly able to assist, we will have 6 or 7 of our members placed at the various control points, as well as at least 1 or 2 members at race control to correlate all of our calls. A number of us always enjoy these events as it gives us a chance to hone our skills in passing information in an efficient manner, and also it allows us to test out our mobile setups. We will be using the 2-metre band for this event. A week after the running of this event, we have our annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships. Our 2025 annual convention will take place on Sunday the 8th of June with all the usual attractions in place. Don't forget the home brew contest, and it would pay you to book for the Sunday night dinner now. Fox hunters need to register as well, so jump onto our website at serge.org.au, that's serge.org.au, all lowercase, and click on the conventions heading and then the 2025 convention for the latest up-to-date news. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, AHARS members and fellow amateur operators. This is John, BK5RJ. At Thursday evening's general meeting, Bob Ellis's presentation, supported by Tony Green, David Wilson and Louis Colehill, was an interesting. Maybe some of you will be encouraged to join up. On the repeater location front, things are moving and we are in negotiations with SA Power Networks on the possibility of a position on their tower at Belair. As yet we have not heard what the ongoing costs will be, so no recommendations can yet be made, but we are hopeful that details might be forthcoming in the next week or so. I'd still like to hear from anybody willing to take a turn on the cuppa and supper roster at monthly meetings. Thanks to Les, David, for their efforts, and David, at the last meeting, so let me know if you're willing to give a hand. Tables are already being booked for the big buy and sell in July at the Marion RSL, so if you want one at that huge event, you need to get in touch with Jeffrey, VK5JB, and book a table. And if anybody has any ideas on topics that might be used for the Saturday tech sessions, please drop me a line. I'm always open to others' ideas. We have had a proposal from FANC, VK5BF, for a test equipment calibration day. I'll be negotiating with FANC for a suitable day in the coming months. Information on our regular weekly nets can be found on https://ahars.au/radionets page, and there are some interesting things on our Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. Well, that's all for this week. Cheers and 73, John, VK5RJ.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, part of the Adelaide Digital Linking System. We've got some great news. VK5RKW, the brains of Adelaide 10G69159, is back on air. We have some people to thank. Christine, VK5CLB. Phil Kern, VK5PK, Dean, VK5HQ, and Shane, VK5NRV. Thank you to the great team they've got there who've got this repeater up and running again at Banksia Park. We look forward to talking to you on the air. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, part of the Adelaide Digital Linking System.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.